job openings and hirings, they're running at near record levels. But openings are at 10.6 million compared to hiring at 6.7 million. So employers are clearly struggling to hire all the workers that they need, even as they have increased wages significantly this year. And second, the unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%, but that was mainly because employment soared by 651,000 as measured by the household survey, and that far outpaced the 170,000 gain in the labor force.
I'm already confused, Hank. So you're telling me employment increased 651,000 in December, but the total number of jobs was only up 199,000. My brain hurts. Please explain.
You bet. Jobs are measured by a survey of employers, and these data are subject to significant amounts of seasonal variation, especially in December. So part of the problem is that the seasonal adjustments to the job data distorted and depressed the count. Job growth is really very strong, Nicole, and the reality is that employers are truly struggling to fill openings, especially in consumer-facing occupations.
Okay, that makes sense. Is Florida experiencing these same trends of the big increases in employment, but even higher levels of job openings?
Yeah, it sure is, and our situation is even worse, Nicole. Over the last 90 days, hiring in Florida is running about 425,000 on an annual basis. But openings have escalated from about 500,000 during the first half of 2021 to now more than 725,000 openings.
Whoa. Okay, why is this happening? If there are so many job opportunities with rising wages, why are so many jobs remaining unfilled?
Well, as you would expect, you know, there's a number of problems on the supply side that are limiting the number of job seekers. The labor force is finally growing a bit faster over the last 12 months. It rose by 1.6 million, but employment jumped nearly 6 million, pushing that unemployment rate down to what is nearly full employment. So the issue really is, why is the labor force growing so slowly?
So what's the answer there? Why is the labor force growing so slowly?
I figured you'd ask. Well, first, of course, there's the continuing pandemic. You know, many workers are unable to work because of illness, and I expect their number to grow in January with this Omicron surge. In the first half of December, about 5.5 million people indicated that they were unable to work because of the virus. And employers are contending with a record number of people quitting their jobs, and they're really struggling to fill them up quickly. And then there were demographic forces as more baby boomers retire. And finally, a really big but ignored factor, Nicole, is the sharp drop in international migration.
Huh. I guess this bears out what you just said. I haven't heard about how the slowdown in international migration is impacting the labor markets. Can you explain?
Yeah, it's a really big factor, Nicole. Consider that in 2016, legal net international migration into the United States was over a million. But by 2020, this dropped to just 240,000.
Wow.
And international migrants arriving to the U.S. have very high labor force participation rates. So this drop has made a material contribution to today's labor shortage.
Is that true for Florida, too?
Yeah, even more so. Net legal international migration into Florida was running at about 160,000 in 2016 and 2017, but it plummeted to less than 40,000 last year.